Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding Avavum Abayis, three lines from the bottom, by the words of Oisei Tefach. So we mentioned that according to the Chachamim, the Shita that we paskin like, so a Sukkah needs to just have two walls, and then the third wall could be just a Tefach. So now says the Gemara, Oisei Tefach Hechem Amidai. So it's two regular walls, and then one wall that's a Tefach. Where does that Tefach wall go? So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav, the Shita of Rav is Mamidai Keneged HaYotze. You put it Keneged HaYotze, Rashi draws the picture for us. You put it against one of the walls, one of the two adjacent walls. Amile Rav Kahan of Rav Asi LaRav, they asked Rav, V'amidenu Keneged Reishtor. Why don't you put it on a diagonal? And in that way, it closes off the Sukkah more, like Rashi draws for us on the top of the page. So it says the Gemara Shasuk Rav. Rav didn't answer. For whatever reason, Rav didn't answer, but the Ritva points out it does not seem like he was Chayzer, as we're about to see, because in Marnami, Amar Shmuel, Mishmeid the Levi, he said the name of Levi, also, Mamide Keneged HaYotze. V'chei Mayim Be'midrasha, Mamide Keneged HaYotze. Like Rav, that you put a Keneged HaYotze. Reb Simoy Vitim Reb Yeshua Ben Levi Amar, second Shita now, he says that Oisalei Tefach Soichek. Now, this Tefach, you make it into a loose Tefach, so it's slightly more than a Tefach. Umamidai Pepachis Mishleisha Tefachim. And then you put it just within three Tefachim of one of the two adjacent walls, Samach Ladaifen, the Chopachis Mishleisha, Samach Ladaifen, Kalava Dami. And in that way you have Lavan, making it into a four Tefach wall, which is Roiv of the Shear of Zion Tefachim. And that's the way you use this Tefach, to make a halachic four Tefach wall, which is the roiv of the minimum shear of a Sukkah, which is Zayin Tefach. Am Rav Yehuda, Sukkah Asuya Kemavoy Kshera, Nu Alacha. If you have a Sukkah that's like a Mavoy, meaning that the two walls are not adjacent with each other like we've been discussing until now, rather they're parallel. Like in picture Gimel in the Maseres Hashas, they're two parallel walls, that's kosher to be the Shtayim Kel Chasan. And then, Va'isay Tefach, Mamid L'chol Ruach Sheyirtza. And then the third wall that's a Tefach, you put it whichever side you want. Top right, top left, bottom right, the bottom left, wherever you want, that's where you put the third wall. Rabbi Simon Vitim Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Amar. Now no, again, it doesn't suffice just to take a Tefach and put it by one of the corners. Rather, Isolai Pas Arba Umashu. You take a board, a wall that's four Tefachim in a little bit. And you put it just within three walls of one of the, just within three tfachim of one of the walls. And then, then you have lavud, which will turn this into a seven tefach wall. Says the Gemara, why before was it enough just to have a tefach seichik and a four tefach wall? And over here you're saying that you need to have a pas arba and a seven tefach wall. What's the difference? So says the Gemara, Hasam diikashtei defanes kel chasan. In the previous case, where we had two walls that were mamish kel chasan, meaning that they were adjacent with each other, so sagile bi tefach seichik. So all you needed was to have the tefach seichik, and through love would create a four tefach wall. However, hacha delekashtei defanes, but here we don't have two walls that are adjacent, rather they're parallel, so iika pas arba in iloi loi. So then you need a pas arba in love would to create a seven tefach wall, the minimum share of a sukkah, that's how you'll be machshir such a sukkah. But again, we mentioned so far two shitas about where to put the tefach when, in general, when you have shtayim kilchasan. Shtayim kilchasan, ushlishas afilu tefach, where does the tefach go? The shita of Rav, Udiime, was that it goes keneged hayoytze, and according to Rabbi Simoin, no, we put it that it's within three tefachim away from one of the walls. Now the Gemara brings a third shita, that Amar Rava, ve'ina nitaras al betzuras hapesach. That no, you have to take that tefach, split it in half, and make it into like a doorway. You put a lintel on top, and in that way you make a tzuras hapesach. That's how you're matter the sukkah with the third wall that's a tefach. And that's illustrated in picture hay in the Maseres Hashas. Ikadamri, some have a different version of what Rava said, that Amar Rava v'niteres nami b'tzuras of Pesach, that this is an additional eitza to the eitza that we said before. An additional way to be machshir the sukkah is to do this tzuras of Pesach. Ikadamri, Amar Rava v'tzricha nami tzuras of Pesach, that it's not an additional way, it's in addition to the previous way, you also need to have a tzuras of Pesach. Rav Ashi Ashkechil Rav Kahana deka'avet tefach seichik. The Gemara brings that Rav Ashi found one time Rav Kahana that he built his sukkah shtayim kolchasan, then he built the tefach seichik with just within three tefachim, and then the kavet tzuras haPesach, he also created the tzuras haPesach. So Amar Le, so he said to him, Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, leisavul amar lahad Rava, the Amar Rava v'diteres nami b'tzuras haPesach, that it's an additional way. You don't need to do both; it's one or the other. So Amar Le said back to him, Anok idach lishna the Rava sfirli. I hold like the other version, the Amar Rava v'tzricha nami tzuras haPesach, that you need both. Again, we mentioned that a sukkah just needs to have two full walls, and then the third wall is just a tefach. Now, on Shabbos, such a rishus would not be considered a rishus yachid. If in the middle of a rishus arabim, you set up two walls that were adjacent to each other, and then on one of the sides, you put a tefach wall, that would not create a rishus yachid. On sukkahs, that works. Now, Amar Rava, Rava says, or some have the Girsa Rabba, that Rabba says, v'chein l'Shabbos. On Shabbos, even though such a thing does not create a rishus yachid, on Shabbos, that's during sukkahs, it is considered a rishus yachid. Because migu that have yadayfin in sukkah, have yadayfin in Shabbos. Migu that we consider that third tefach wall, a daifin with regards to the sukkah, we also consider it a wall le'inyan Shabbos. At least le'inyan Shabbos that falls during sukkahs. Eis ve'abayi, abayi asked, we really say such a migu, mi amin amigu, v'hatanya, we learned in the braisa, daifin sukkah ke daifin Shabbos, the halachas of a daifin of a sukkah are like the halachas of a daifin of Shabbos, u'bevat shalo yehe ben kanu l'chaveh r'shloi shetfachim. And therefore you could set up beams that are just beams all around on four sides, let's say, and that would be considered a rishus yachid in Shabbos, and it would be considered a sukkah also, it would be kosher walls, as long as there isn't a gap of three tefachim between the poles, because then we wouldn't have lavud, and there would be a problem with the fact that there's more air space than wall. However, if you say Rosh Shabbos al Sukkah, in that sense, Shabbos is more chamer than Sukkah. Shabbos in a niteres al pa'aymei meruba al aparetz, because it's only with regards to Shabbos that you need aymei meruba al aparetz. Umash ein kein b'sukkah, on Sukkahs you don't need aymei meruba al aparetz, like Rashi proves. So in that sense, Shabbos is more chamer than Sukkahs. Now, says the Gemara, what's the question? The question is like this: that my live you say Rosh Shabbos the Sukkah al Sukkah. When we say that Shabbos is more chamer than Sukkahs, aren't we also talking about Shabbos that falls during Sukkahs? And we don't say that Shabbos of Sukkot is like Sukkot. We don't say Migu. Says the Gemara, no, lie. You say Shabbos the Alma, Shabbos the Sukkah. The Braisa means to say that Shabbos during the year is more chamer than Shabbos of Sukkot. Shabbos of Sukkot, you could have even parts. You don't need to have Oimei Merubah LaParetz. It's only Shabbos during the year that you need Oimei Merubah LaParetz. If that's what the Braisa means to say, this whole migu, so then there's another migu that the Braisa should have spoken out. Listening now, me say we're sukkah da alma, a sukkah de Shabbos. If we're saying that Shabbos da alma is more chamer than Shabbos of Sukkot, we also should have spoken out that sukkah da alma, meaning sukkah on a Tuesday, is more chamer than sukkah de Shabbos, is more chamer than sukkah that falls on Shabbos. In what way? It's only sukkah that falls on a Tuesday that you need a tafach seichik. V'ilu sukkah de Shabbos, however, on Shabbos, loy bayi tafach seichik. You don't need a tafach seichik, because on Shabbos, if you have a mavi mefulish with a lechi, v'sagi belechi, it's enough just to have a lechi. Da'adhu da'amrit, sikech al gabi mavo, yishyesh loy lechi kosher, that such a sukkah is kosher. And the reason is because since with regards to Ilchel Shabbos, we consider that a rishis yachid, so migu, that it's considered, Rishus Yachid Le'inyan Shabbos is considered a daifen Le'inyan Shabbos. It's also considered a daifen Le'inyan Sukkah. So you see that on Sukkot that falls on Shabbos, you don't need a tefach soichik. So the Braisa, if it's saying migus, it should have spoken out this migui as well. So, and for the Gemara, hula yitzchachlei. That migui wasn't necessary for the Braisa to speak out. Because hashta mikilta lechamerta aminon, mechamerta lekilta lekol shekain, the Braisa spoke out that we even say migu to say that a daifen, that's a daifen in sukkah, could even be considered a daifen in Shabbos, even though Shabbos is more chamer, will allow something which is a daifen in sukkah to be considered a daifen in Shabbos. So kol shekain, the reverse, and the Braisa didn't need to speak that out.